On this holy night, our liturgy is not unlike our gospel reading. Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome going to the tomb. We often don't go to tombs. They're not a very friendly place. They're not somewhere we want to go. They're often filled with fear. Fear of our own mortality. And on this night, we enter into a darkened church, which for insurance reasons has to have a little bit of light on. But we enter into that darkness. The church says that this liturgy must take place after dark. We must go where we do not want to go. Go into death itself. And there we find this great light. The light of Christ spreading, filling the church with light before we ever turn on the electricity lights. Through the candles, through the love of God spread to the baptized, light is brought where there once was fear, suspicion, doubt, and darkness. Thanks be to God. There's a beautiful line in the funeral rites at the burial of someone that I have always found hard to proclaim as a priest because I think it challenges people a lot, but also so beautiful. O Lord, who made the grave a sign of hope that promises resurrection even as it claims our mortal bodies. I think that's hard for us to hear as people who've just lost a loved one. The grave a sign of hope? And yet it is. Mary and Salome, Mary Magdalene, going to the tomb, worrying on the way, afraid. Who will roll back the stone for us? How are we going to do what we're about? Come and receive a message of hope. He is not here. He has gone before you to Galilee, as he has said. As we walk through all of our readings in the Old Testament today, after the first, there was a common theme of fear in them. The moment of creation, God said, "It is good, it is good, it is very good." And it kind of goes downhill from there. The Israelites fleeing Pharaoh and the Egyptians. "Why are you crying out to me?" God says. "There's an army chasing me," Moses should have said. "Of course I'm going to cry out to you." But the Lord goes before them, driving away through the waters to the promised land, relieving them of their fears. Our beautiful reading from the prophet Isaiah, which sounds a little bit more hopeful, but might be still one that we're afraid of. "Thus says the Lord, all you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come receive grain and eat." Do we not worry and fear that our resources will not be enough? That we don't have enough to provide for ourselves? That we are going to fail and perish because we do not have enough? And yet the Lord says, "I will provide for you," taking away our fears again. And finally, our beautiful reading from Ezekiel, talking about the nations being dispersed because of their idolatry, because of their turning away from the Lord, because of their sinfulness. God promises to take that stony heart from us and give us a new heart. How many of us, when we really think about it, fear ourselves? We fear our failures and our sins. We know the depths of our own wickedness, our own falling short. And a wise person knows that they are capable of great evil, just as they are capable of great good. In the sacraments we celebrate this night, God washes that away too, our stony hearts, and brings us to life again. Brothers and sisters, we enter into the tomb, which is somewhere people fear to go. But there we find not what we expect, not death and destruction, not an end, but hope. Hope again. Christ is alive, and all of his promises are true, and we have nothing yet to fear. Our world tries to make us live in fear every day, from politics to wars to the economy to you name it. There is so much fear in the world, but for those of us who believe in Christ, those of us who come to this Mass tonight to enter into the tomb with Mary Magdalene, Mary, and Salome, what have we yet to fear? Christ has conquered even death. Fear upon fear has been vanquished by God's goodness, and the last thing we have to fear, the end of our existence, has been conquered. It is no more. Brothers and sisters, that is the light we come to encounter tonight. We have nothing to fear from armies that could hurt us. God promises us eternal life. We have nothing even to fear from our own insufficiencies, our sins and failures, because God has the power to wipe them clean. We are not a people of fear, brothers and sisters, but a people of joy. Joy in the resurrection. That tomb, that even as it claimed Christ's mortal body, remains a sign of hope for us. A place where we go to see the unexpected. A tomb that is empty. A stone that has been rolled away. That before Mary Magdalene, Mary and Salome could even voice their fear that they would not get in, God had taken care of it. Brothers and sisters, let us remind ourselves of these mysteries day in and day out, and put aside the fear of the world that leads us to death, that keeps us from fully living, alive for Christ. Put yourselves out there. What can the world do to you? It did everything it could to Christ, and to no avail. He is alive. He is truly alive. And tonight he shares that life with us. Through the sacrament of baptism, which we are about to celebrate, some of our members too will descend into death with Christ and rise with him to new life. We too, in the renewal of our baptismal promises, will remind ourselves that we have already gone there, dying to self and living for him. The tomb has no sway over us anymore, but the life of Christ that is in us. So let us rejoice. He is risen. Alleluia. He is truly risen.